Back here at the Sweet 16, we're talking with Mesa County Royals baseball coach Jason Butler. And Jason, thanks for stopping down.
Thanks for having me here on, I guess, the greatest week in March for basketball hoop fans. Thanks, Travis.
You guys right now, 1-1, Jason. We're pre-recording this interview, like Coach Littleton's interview with the softball program here Tuesday afternoon. You guys got a slate of games scheduled. You actually played Tuesday night, your home opener against Paris. We won't know the outcome of that game. And then tonight, you actually play at Bishop Rossard. So, again, kind of same thing with Rabbit. You had nice weather last week, crappy weather this week. You try to get games in.
Well, you know, it's March, and got to expect that, I guess, with baseball season. 70 degrees last week, a couple games in, and really the weather's not going to be all that bad for us in this three-game stretch of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday as far as what it appears it looks like with sunshine. But the wind is just so bad. And, of course, I've never met a day on top of the hill at our baseball diamond where the wind is not blowing really, really bad. But the kids are excited to play, and you just got to roll with those punches of Mother Nature.
You guys are coming off an outstanding season last year, 23-8, won the district, won a region game for the first time in, I think, maybe a decade, and got a lot of kids coming back, and I know a lot of expectations and anticipation for your program.
You're right, Travis. It's always tough any year that you lose seniors, and I lost a very good crop of seniors last year in Carson Pugh and Trey Craycraft and Cameron Roselle and Weston Messer. They were all valuable to our team in different ways. They're off doing great things right now, and that's all, as a coach, that really you can ever ask for. They've been back around the program in some different situations already this season, but now we're coming in with some high expectations on our program, and that's always a great thing because you know that you're succeeding from year to year and building things. And, you know, I'm in year three as their head coach, and I've got a lot of these kids back from a very successful 23-8 season last year. You know, so many great things happened last season. I was able to take the trip to Florida again, win another district title, which is always a goal, and go in to a region tournament. We win a game 1-0 against Brossard, and then fall a little bit short against Harrison County. But as I mentioned to you in year one, this is a process, as is any coaching, any athletics at a high school level. It's a process in a program that, you know, you're hoping to build and feed off of from year to year. And I really, really think that we can do that this season. 23-8 last year, you know, I've got a good crop of mix of players between my senior class, junior class, all the way even down to my sophomore class.
Some scheduling highlights real quick. Kentucky 2A Section 6 tournament. You guys will play Round County. Of course, your Lady Royals golf team's been down there. The basketball team's been down there. Sure. Obviously, a goal to get to Owensboro, and, you know, you and I are pro 2A tournament.
Yes, love the 2A. Those guys, the organization, of course, Chris Ullery on the 2A board and represents assistant principal at Mason County High School. I know the work that he puts in for that, and just very glad to be a part of being able to represent Mason County, hopefully, and get to Owensboro there. You know, it's going to be a tall task, though, because right off the bat, we play Round County on March 27th. We're able to host that. But Round County is a very, very good traditional baseball powerhouse in the 16th region. And if you go and look at their box scores already, they're off to a 5-0 start and scoring a lot of runs. So it's going to take a tremendous pitching effort for our guys and hopefully some gloves behind them defensively for us to be able to come out on top of that game. Hopefully we're able to play it March 27th.
Over the spring break, April 4th, 5th, and 6th, you guys are going to where?
Clarksville, Tennessee. We're excited to take another trip. Of course, you know, I was successfully able to take last year's team down to Tampa, Florida, and we were able to fly them down and then rent a couple vans when we were there and get a couple beach days in, win 3 games out of 4. It was a very successful trip, one that I was very proud of in my young, I guess, head coaching tenure at Mason County, because I'm not sure Mason County baseball had ever been out of the state of Kentucky, really, to play any kind of organized baseball. So, you know, it was something that my kids worked very hard on, the community supported, and I was glad to be able to deliver that. And we had an outstanding trip to Tampa last year. This year, we're going to Clarksville, Tennessee. Again, thank you to our community partners, our community that has really rallied behind our kids, outstanding student athletes that I have. You know, when you have a culture that is very, very positive, then, you know, community tends to support a little bit more. They've kicked in again this year and made this trip possible. We'll leave on April 3rd on a travel day, and then we'll play some teams. I think you've got the schedule there in front of you. In the Donnie Everett Classic, we got an invite to come there, and very pleased and honored to be able to take these kids down. It's 45 minutes from Nashville, so I think we'll be able to have some time to go to Nashville and let the kids experience that strip down there. And, you know, again, when you've got great kids, you tend to be able to do those kinds of things, and very proud of my team.
Gary Ishmael Classic there. You're going to take on East Carter at Fleming County on April the 20th as well.
Yeah, East Carter is another top-tier team in the 16th region. We played them my first year a couple years ago, and a lot of their kids that we played that year are seniors this year. So Coach McRoberts at Fleming County sent me an invite. I don't know if he did me any favors by playing East Carter, but them and Brown County's got to be one of the top two teams along with Boyd in that 16th region. It's a brutal region of baseball, but you know, you got to play those caliber teams. It may not come out on your favorable side on that date, but we're all playing for district and regional tournaments come May, and that's just another building block for the program, because when you get invites like that to play those type of teams, go to those type of locations such as Clarksville or down in Tampa last year, it says great things about what your program's about, who your kids are, and everything surrounding any athletic program ought to be about the kids. And I'm very proud of the kids. My senior class this year is kids that I've had since their sophomore year, and I've watched grow up and play baseball, so I know what they're about. Again, I'm excited for them. I'm excited for this season. I'm excited for our program. You know, I think it's time for us to take that step and have an expectation, have a bullseye on our back. And, you know, winning does that. You know, David Irie, we've always been a support of his foundation. Taking a year off there with David, wasn't able to squeeze that into schedule, but, you know, we look forward to get back into that. Anytime you're invited to those type of events, it just speaks about your kids.
Let's go over your roster there, Jason. I know got some talented seniors, obviously led by Landon Seeley, headed to Yale. I mean, outstanding football player. Just scratched the surface how good he could be in football, basketball. But got some very talented seniors. You get on those recruiting ranks or baseball sites or whatever, 20,000 followers, and you see guys from Mesa County's name listed there.
Yeah, and again, just another thing to what kids can do for your program. If they do it the right way, if they put in the right time, if they put in the right work, the right dedication, it not only allows a kid to step up in the rankings, those rankings, but it also says everything about your program. Again, that's what I'm about, is about the program. But Landon Seeley is a three-sport star. I think if he would have played football all 4 years, we may be entering another conversation as far as he may have a hard choice this year in what he's going to do, because there's no doubt in my mind he could play football.
Hell, he could probably play tennis if he wanted to.
Yeah.
He'd rather have it baseball.
Right. Really glad to be able to go and watch all his basketball games this year, but I'd be remiss without saying that while I was at those games, I was praying and saying a prayer that he remained healthy, and he did this year, because his only two sports injuries in his high school career has been on the basketball court. We're fortunate to have him healthy. He started out the season thus far through two games, and he's been really, really successful at the plate. Came in, slammed the door at Powell County last week in a 6-5 win, threw 24 pitches, struck out 5. That says what it is about Landon Seeley. He's just a freak athlete, but what he does do that maybe goes unnoticed is he makes everybody around him that much better, and it makes our younger kids want to be a Landon Seeley type player. Their practice habits have to be kind of what his are, and it's a good thing for them to look up to. Another senior, of course, is Eli Porter. Eli gave a verbal commit to John A. Logan College. If you go to John A. Logan, you better be pretty daggone good. I think his better days are ahead of him once he gets to college, but he is a staple in center field when he's not on the mound. When he's on the mound, he's a lefty. It's like a gift to have a lefty on the mound in your rotation. This year, I've got two. They both throw differently, but Eli throws hard on the mound. But at the plate, he had a really good year last year. I mean, he batted 360 something last year in stat wise at the plate, but he can really go get a ball in center field, and his arm is really, really outstanding for an outfielder. So a very good defensive player, complete defense, offense at the bat, plus on the mound. He is in my rotation top two, and it's really good to go Landon Seeley, Eli Porter, Cray Fight. I mean, you know, you can never not have enough pitching. I've got three pretty daggone good ones right there that I can reel out in a week's time. So it's very promising. Nate Bizzotti is another senior. Nate's been in the program since his freshman year prior to me getting there. He's had some spot starts for me over the last couple of years. Is really, really dedicated himself to and married the weight room. Him and Landon Seeley have married the weight room over the last couple of years. So I'm really looking forward to some really nice stuff from Nate. And, you know, he's kind of a utility player. I can play him a second, I can play him a third, play him a first. Really good to have that versatility. And then the final senior is my son, Connor Butler. You know, it's a dream for myself to be able to coach my son. He's a three-year starter for us. Man's left field when Eli goes to the mound. He mans center field in his spot. Another kid that just loves the game of baseball. You know, I think about all the years his mom and I have spent traveling with him in the summertime and playing some really, really tough competition baseball. And it's really made him better. It's another kid that has kind of married the weight room, took the year off from basketball this year to get better in baseball. And we're seeing some of the things. He's going to bat leadoff for us. Things that you can't coach are speed. And in basketball, it's height and speed. So in baseball, I can't coach that. So, you know, he takes a lot of pitches. He's a prototypical leadoff batter. So really expecting a lot of great things from him. And again, it's just super that as his dad, I'm able to coach him and be able to share success together. So those are my four seniors. And then I go to my junior class, Cray Fight. Another one in the rankings, plays a lot of high-level baseball in the summertime. I think he spent 2 weeks in Maysville the entire summer this past summer as he was down south playing baseball in Georgia and Florida. And he's really gotten with some people that have allowed him to get his foot speed. He's trimmed some weight and hitting instructor. I mean, he's got all kinds of different instructors. I mean, his parents are really dedicated their life basically to him and baseball. His sister, Sarah Fite, high-level golfer at UK. Successful career at Mason County. So, you know, expecting a lot of things out of Cray Fight. Very much a powerful bat as well. Cole Horch, another junior. Cole, of course, three-sport athlete as well. So, you know, they've had success on the football field along with Landon. They had some success in basketball. We're hoping that success carries over with Cole and that pedigree that he's got in sports success into baseball. Cole, I can play him at first. I can play him at third. I can play him in right field. I can catch him. And he's going to do some spot pitching this season as well. So he plays all over. Very versatile kid. Very powerful bat. And his better days are ahead of him as well. Cole Messer is another junior. Cole Messer is going to step into a larger role this season. Had some spot starts on the mound for us last year in a limited role. Going to have to ask more of him this season. Brother Weston graduated this past season for me. So the pedigree of baseball and the Messer family is really, really good. And we're expecting a lot of great things out of Cole Messer this year. Nick Maines is a transfer that came over from Augusta. Very pleased with Nick thus far. He is going to assume a lot of the catching role in place of Carson Pugh because that's a very important position. And to lose a catcher and then have somebody come in, hopefully over the next couple years, he's going to develop into a very, very good high school baseball player. Miles Kern. Miles is a corner outfielder, right and left in spot starts. Miles, hopefully we can get his bat going and get him stronger throughout the course of the year and over next year because he's going to turn into a very good baseball player as well. Micah Payne comes out for his first year on the high school baseball level. He's one of the sophomores. Micah is going to do some JV pitching for us. He's going to spot start maybe at second base for us during the varsity games. Hayden Workman, Mason Grooms are two other sophomores that will hopefully develop along the way in the JV games. Mason Grooms could receive some pitching on the varsity level. Both kids have worked very, very hard as we've been together since August in the preseason. Brady Mefford is another sophomore. Brady is a kid that is really, really married to the game of baseball over the last year. This kid has just put in so much time and work. He, through the first two games, he started the first base for us, and if we can get his bat going, the sky's the limit. I mean, Chad Mefford, his dad, former baseball coach at Mason County, so the pedigree's there, and the talent is there, and expectations are only going to grow for that kid. Tayton Carrington, Logan Crockett are the other two sophomores that I have. Both will receive time on the JV level, and then my three freshmen are Luke Butler, Marquise Bluford, and Justin Youngman. Bluford is a kid that is very versatile. He has played a ton of baseball over the summertime, competitive baseball, and the future looks bright for him. Of course, Luke Butler, he's been around the family in baseball. He's competed in the summertime as well. Loves the game of baseball. Expecting great things out of Luke in the years to come as well. And Justin Youngman out for his first year, the other freshman, and that rounds out my roster of 18.
Real quickly, because people I know are interested, who are the top teams in the region? Of course, Harrison County year in and year out, but you guys feel like you're in the mix for the region championship.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we've got to be mentioned there in the top three. I would think so, you know, with the caliber of our schedule based on what we did this past season. You know, Harrison County's basically year after year after year after year top-tier team in the 10th region. GRC with the new coach, Eddie Brooks, over there. I'd be anxious to see how that program develops over there. A lot of talent. You know, big schools, you can pull kids. I think he's got 37 kids on his roster. You know, that helps along the way. But I think you've got to include us and Campbell there in that mix as well. We're very excited about that expectation as well, because it allows us as coaches to be able to keep our kids prepared and locked in on a day-to-day basis, because we can't take any opponent lightly.
Jason, thanks for stopping down. We'll talk more in depth here in a couple weeks.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Travis.